Pater de celis Deus,
the conclave to elect the 264th successor to St. Peter started with a simple ritual, a procession. Beginning in the Hall of Benedictions, each cardinal processed by the window overlooking St. Peter's Square, where soon a new pope will greet the people of Rome. The cardinals were on their way to the Sistine Chapel, where a row of desks had been set up for the task ahead of them, the election of a new Roman pontiff. Singing the Litany of the Saints, they entered the Sistine Chapel according to rank: the cardinal bishops, then the cardinal priests, and finally the cardinal deacons.
Nos omnes et singuli.
When they arrived, the cardinals swore an oath, first to abide by the law set down in Universi Dominici Gregis, which was written by Pope John Paul II to govern the election of his successor, then that whoever is elected pope will commit himself faithfully to carrying out the ministry of Peter to be the pastor of the universal church, that they will not fail to affirm and defend the spiritual and temporal rights and the liberty of the Holy See. Finally, they swear an oath to secrecy, that they will not divulge what happens after Archbishop Piermarini, the master of ceremonies for the pontifical household, closes the doors of the Sistine Chapel.
Exter omnes.
With a simple phrase, which means everyone out. The rest of the world is now waiting for the appearance of another cardinal deacon, who will appear out of that same window in the Hall of Benedictions. But his words will be, Annuntio vobis gaudium magnum, habemus papam. I announce to you with great joy, we have a pope. Who that man will be, we'll have to wait and see. I'm Charles Collins.